shapes. Domino's head is on my shoulder. On stage, the shapes are playing along with the London Sinfonietta, a really great piece called Chopped and Screwed. We're both kind of crushing on something over the drummer, Mark, who sometimes sings as well. He's pretty amazing because he bends right down till his head is at the same level as the drum and his arm comes over kind of like a crane. Then he plays with an ultra-sensitive percussiveness. The manoeuvre's different, but it reminds me of a more dancey version in the video for Golden Phone, about the phones on the Golden Gate Bridge that connect to counsellors as a measure to help prevent suicides, between a wave and a gesture saying no. Next to Mark, Mika is singing. It's difficult to hear, but I think it's, "I don't believe in anything, so give me everything. I tried to feed the energy, but don't do anything." That's probably wrong. Reza, the other member of the band, is using this big moaning quiet table zither, which they invented for the piece. Later, at a bar called Concrete, Domino says to Mark that her heart does a somersault every time he sings. Obviously he's embarrassed, but he just says, "Domino, every time you wear those glasses, my heart does a somersault," the joke being that Domino always wears those glasses. "It's like a roller coaster," he adds. Mark's wearing a white t-shirt, tie-dyed purplish and veiny like an especially fruity bruise. All the shapes are. Domino says Mika made them last night. Last time I saw them play, it was little potato-printed black squares like World War II windows. Simon walks towards us. He taught Mika at music school. He's beaming. Other people drift off to get drinks and things. Simon asks me how I met Mika. I say I'm best friends with Domino. Simon says he reconnected with Domino and Mika at a concert of the composer Lawrence Crane recently. He said he was there alone, and as he was arriving, walking along munching a Cornish pasty, they ran up excitedly behind him. When I tell Domino how much I like this guy, who mentioned the fact that he was eating a Cornish pasty, she embellishes the story further, how they were all sitting waiting for the concert to start, and Simon kept humming songs by the band Ash. He's seen every one of their tours, apparently. When still at the bar, Simon asks me something about my beard, but I think he's offering me a beer because mine's almost empty, so it leads to an embarrassing kind of confused standoff, and we quit talking after that. Selena looks confused when Domino mentions something about my boyfriend. "Is it that astonishing that I'd have managed that?" I say, mock horrified. "No, I just didn't know." I'm telling Gemma and Zara about my career plans, about how I'm thinking of abandoning my PhD for teacher training. Zara's an in-demand hairstylist. Gemma just got a job working for Science, Damien Hirst's company. I congratulate her. They think I'll make a good teacher, say they'll send their children to my school. I'm flattered, but I deflect it, telling them about this film I saw recently, called Skirt Day, with Isabella Gianni playing a French teacher in a drama studio in the basement of an inner-city Parisian school, trying to teach Molière to a class of very unruly teenagers, loud and extremely abusive. She wears knee-length skirts, and the kids often call her a slut, etc., encouraging a couple of quiet, shyish kids to act a scene out on the stage, while behind her, all hell's breaking loose between two guys over a rucksack. They're arguing about whatever's inside it. Ajani walks purposefully to the back of the room and asks them to hand over the rucksack. They ignore her. The room is still really loud, all the other kids ignoring this and just talking as if nothing's going on. Ajani goes to grab the rucksack. They resist, and in the tussle, a gun falls to the floor. The sound guy did an amazing job here because it's the first time in the film that there's silence or anything approaching silence. Ajani recognizes this too and immediately picks up the weapon. Something inside her flips, like her heart gasps because the sound of quiet is so alien to her teaching life. They have literally never listened to her before. She tries to teach the class at gunpoint. Meanwhile, outside, a hostage diffusion operation is going on. It's a claustrophobic film, taking place mainly in this one room. In negotiations with the police, Ajani demands that a skirt day be in place in all French schools so that women and girls can wear skirts as short as they like without fear of condemnation, abuse or rape. During the film, it transpires one girl in the class has been raped by a guy in the class and filmed on another's mobile phone. Obviously, the thing is doomed from the start. Ajani ends up shot and killed, but at the very end of the film, it's her funeral and some girls from the class are there wearing short skirts. Zara writes down the name of the film. They both seem to like the sound of it. Simon, who arrived halfway through and missed most of the story, gives a sort of a lumpy yawn and then laughs and apologizes. Outside, they play an endless loop of a 30-second clip from Jurassic Park. Concrete doesn't really have a sign per se, just the word in spotlights, which you can't make out very well up close.